Hello again, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo. We're into program number 393. If you'd like a copy, at the end of the program, Sharon will tell you how. It's absolutely free. Just specify whether you want a CD or an audio tape. We have music. We have a strong message in the Lord, as always. We have Bible reading and testimonies. But right now, let's go to the throne of the Almighty God. Those of, and all of us go up, those of you that want to be saved, the Lord will honor this if you ask Him into your heart. But right now, let's go up. Father, we ask You to anoint the service. Pour out Your Spirit. Let everything that's said be directly from Your throne. Just use my body, my mouth, as an instrument to instruct the people of this world and the church that they must walk in the law of life, the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus, that they may be perfect, not offending You in any way. Lord, that their souls might be saved and that the church be strengthened in Jesus' mighty name. And everyone says, Amen.
Amen.
Now there's just a little crowd of us here in this my recording studio here. And I don't bring these messages in the church. If they did, there would be an explosive Amen. And you know where to say Amen. Amen?
Amen.
Don't let anybody tell you that you're not supposed to say Amen or that you're not to praise and thank the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
See? Amen. Now, we got a song here by Gary S. Paxton. He called himself at one time the White Tornado. And this is regarding today's world, the way the condition of this world. And this song is entitled, this is Gary singing it. He wrote it and arranged and produced it. It's Sophisticated Savages.
Gladly.
I guess that's all she wrote. You know, there's many people that the news media is saying today that has the power to actually press the button and annihilate the entire world. And a lot of these people are like squirrels, they're crazy. And they can release, not these kind of bombs, but they can release disease, sickness that will totally encompass the entire earth. And so people really need to think about, what about if I die tonight or in a few minutes or tomorrow? Have I taken care of my soul? There's sins on people's souls that need to be taken care of. They have to be eliminated. And there's only, you listen to the programs and you'll find the way that you're going to be able to do that, to eliminate the sinful. See, when we first get saved, before that, just before we get saved, we're convicted of all of these horrible sins that we know, like adultery, fornication, homosexuality, lesbianism, stealing, murdering. But then after you're saved, the Holy Spirit enters into you, which is Jesus, with his Father. These three are one, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And then the Holy Spirit goes to work on you, convicting you of sins that you don't know about, that you didn't know about. Things like, for instance, not walking in faith, or finding out from the Word of God what it really means, and you find that even years afterwards, you find out, I'm asking the Lord for things, and I really haven't received an answer. And then you read the first chapter of James and find out that it's because you've been asking amiss. You haven't been walking in faith. You know, we can't receive anything unless we walk in faith. This was yesterday's message. And the Holy Spirit will start convicting you. When you hear the Word of God, which is the Holy Spirit and its life, begins convicting you. And if you just ignore it, the Word of God, the conviction that is convicting your soul, your spirit, well, then you'll start drifting further and further away from the Lord, where you begin committing sins that you committed, that you knew very good and well were sins that would send your soul to hell before you were saved. When we're convinced that we're sinners, when we realize that we're men and not God, and the Holy Spirit begins convicting us, we hear a message from the Lord. I wouldn't listen to mankind, so the Lord came down. Not that he's going to do this for everybody, because I had no idea that he was going to do this to me, but he came down and talked to me and convicted me that I had to do something that I didn't want to do, and then he showed me that he was God. He started pulling the breath in and out of my body, and my heart felt like it was beating a foot outside of my chest. And so I realized, this is God. And so I better start talking, saying what he wants me to say. And so this is how it was like the fear of the Lord came on me. I knew he was God, but I didn't know that I wasn't saved. I just had the fear of the Lord on me, and that's just the beginning of wisdom. And then it goes on further. I started searching for the Lord. That caused me, because of the fear that he came down upon me with, I started searching for God. I went into bookstores and I started reading. But before that, I went to the biggest church in town, which was a Catholic church over on Sunset Boulevard in Hollywood. Went to the back door around 3 in the morning, and I knocked on the door. A nun came and she says, "What do you want?" And I said, "I want to talk to the head here, the big cheese." She said, "You can't do that." I said, "Get in, sister," because I was a person that didn't take no for an answer before I was a Christian. And well, now that I'm a Christian and I know the Word of God, I don't take any false doctrine. And I never get so desperate for a message that I'm going to start preaching false doctrine like I hear a lot of the people on television doing and in churches. There are some people on TV that sound sincere. There's just lately some have come up. And then some of the older ones just keep, it seems like they can't come up with a new message every day, and therefore they start preaching heresy. But, I went to bookstores. I found out that the Catholic didn't have anything. The priest there, if you want to call him a priest, they're not real priests. A priest is a person that is a born-again, spirit-filled Christian that knows the Word of God. God made us a nation of kings, a whole nation, all of us that are born again. There's small segments of us here and there on earth. A nation of kings and priests that were able to reach the throne of the Lord, because in the Old Testament, only a priest, there was only one high priest, and that was a Jewish person. They became so corrupt that they started buying the priesthood. Like somebody had a lot of money, says, I want to be a high priest, and I'll pay, so many shekels to become a priest. But we are able now, those of us that are able to, we know that we're in faith, we're walking in faith, we're keeping the commandments. God has convicted us of all kinds of things after we were saved. The Holy Spirit came and told us, you ask, but you ask amiss. That's why you don't receive anything. That you have to ask in faith. Faith, but that means that you have to walk in the faith that the scriptures are true. And James, the Apostle James, says that I'll show you my faith by walking in the Spirit. Amen?
Amen?
By walking in faith. By doing what the Lord says to do. I'll show you my faith by my works. My works are, actually they're not mine, they're the works of the Lord. So don't think that you're going to receive anything from God without walking in faith. It says, in faith. Let not any man think that he's going to receive anything if he walks not in faith. Amen?
Amen?
Unless he has faith to believe that this is the way you have to live. We become new creatures. We have a new life. Life! Amen?
Amen.
It's the life of God. We're dead when we're sinners, when we haven't the life of God living in us. We're dead. But when we're in life, in faith, when we walk in faith, then we can ask whatever we will, so long as it is the will of God, and we receive. But let no man believe or think that he can receive anything if it's not being asked in faith. If he's not walking according to that he believes the Word of God, therefore he's doing what the Word of God says. That's faith. Amen?
Amen.
Not when you get pushed up against the wall and run up a tree that you say, oh God, I'm asking, you can see my need, and why are you not answering me? Because you don't walk in faith. Amen?
Amen.
And when you ask amiss. Here I'm run up against the wall, I'm up the tree, I've got this bad jaw, I've got a head problem. There's something wrong with my leg. I've got cancer. But I don't want to keep your commandments. Well, don't think that you're going to receive anything because you're asking amiss. Amen?
Amen.
You're not asking in faith in the Lord. Faith in the Lord. We have to be in the Lord. And the only way that we can be in the Lord is by receiving him by faith. Amen.
Amen.
And if we're in the Lord, then we're dead. And he's doing the work in and through us, and we're cooperating with the usage of our bodies. Amen?
Amen.
That's faith. Well, if you ask in faith in the Lord, and the Lord is in you, well, then you will receive. But that's the contingency. People just say, oh, just pray and pray and cry before the Lord. No, keep the commandments, amen?
Amen.
If you're walking amiss, if you're not walking according to the law of the Spirit, the law of faith, the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus, then don't let that man think that he's going to receive anything. He would receive zero from the Lord because you walk amiss. You're just doing your own thing. You're led by your flesh. You get upset with somebody and you say, I hate them. I want to kill them. I want revenge. I don't want to be in this house of God anymore because there's hypocrisy here. As if there's not hypocrisy in the world.
Amen.
Amen? Of course there's hypocrisy in some churches. In all churches, there's hypocrisy with some people in the church that I pastor. Because they go to church, they eat the Lord's food, they drink the things that he sends in to drink, juice, water, etc. And yet they don't keep his commandments. And then they call the world to order. Well, you've got to do this and that, and they themselves are doing it. Amen? Now, we can judge all things by the Word of God, but we can't judge people with our own judgment. So, we have right now, we're going to get into the book of James, time permitting, the first chapter again. But right now, we have some testimonials here. You sophisticated savages. Let not any sophisticated savage think he's going to receive anything from God. Or anybody that hates Christianity. I really, you know, I always thought that Pat Boone was the Casper Milquetoast, and he was, but boy, I really heard him giving a good short sermon on television yesterday. He was saying, people wonder why God is allowing all these things to happen on earth. I can't remember the whole thing that he said, but he said, my hat is off to you, Pat. I saw you get angry. You know, I guess you must have put your cookies and milk away for a while, okay? But that was great. It did my heart good. I said, praise the Lord, Pat Boone. You got angry. That's good. Be ye angry. The Bible says a commandment, but sin not. He said, people ask, and they say, well, because God... You've told that we can't preach God or talk to him in the school. You've taken his Ten Commandments out of the city hall or the courthouse, the White House. You say, where's God? What would you do if somebody left you? As Christians, we have to continue on, and God's letting them continue on until he gets enough of it. And it's already the cup of his wrath, his indignation is piling up to the point that he's going to start blasting this earth. And in case you don't know it, he's already started. Amen?
Amen.
Look at Indonesia. Look at the, this underground, underwater city, New Orleans. They're trying to revive it. Revive it, and God will knock it down again.
Amen.
Okay? I would suggest that you start walking in faith. But then Pat Boone went on to say that you can't talk about him in schools, you can't talk him about in government, you can't even say the word of God. They've taken him out of the oath. And why does God allow this to go on? It's a great message, Pat. Keep that up. Keep that up. And I don't remember the whole thing. I'd love to send me, if you hear this, or somebody that knows Pat, I know him. I've rebuked him right in front of the Beverly Hills chapter of Full Gospel Christian Businessmen. One night, Sue and I were there, and he's sitting right across the main table from us with his wife, Shirley. And he got up, and he was the main speaker, and they never call anybody after the main speaker. And he was saying that he doesn't really believe in going out into a similar to this, going out in the highways and hedges. He says he prays and God sends sinners into him. And that we were out on the streets distributing literature, so that was a direct blow to our ministry, that we were doing what the Lord said. And he thought he was saying there's another way. There's only one way, only one truth, and only one life. Amen?
Amen.
And that's the Lord. So I said, Lord, if you want me to rebuke this guy, let me be called up after him. I couldn't believe. Right after that, boy, I could tell the Lord was angry. So the Lord called me up and I says, I don't know about this Pat Boone. I says, you know, like, I don't know what Bible he's reading, but my Bible tells me to go out into the highways and hedges and preach the gospel to all, everybody on the face of this earth. There's nothing in the Bible that says pray him to come in at all. And everybody, and I said other words, and it's so much so that the people went, whoo, you know, like that. Oh, they gasped for breath. And when I came down and sat across from Pat Boone, he put his hand out very limply and says, thanks, man. I appreciate that, man. Well, you know, he shook his hand, and I felt it felt like a wet noodle in my hand. And I says, good heavens. The day after that, Shirley Boone started coming to my church, and the two daughters. And they used to pray in the prayer room, and they'd go to our service every day they were coming. So I think Shirley appreciated that her husband got rebuked. But my hat is off to you now, Pat. Stay on that same path. Be indignant. Righteous indignation and keep preaching the word. You've grown up. You're angry. Like I'm angry. Like God is angry.
Amen.
And like every true born-again Christian is angry. I'm now starting to believe that you're a Christian. Praise God for you. Keep it up. Hallelujah. All right, we have some testimonials. Yeah, you know, when somebody does good, I'm going to advertise it all over the world. This message goes all over the world, Pat. So, you know, you people that, you know, you want a speaker, if he keeps preaching that message, I endorse him 100%. Okay, keep going. Okay, now we have some testimonies here. Where's the first one from?
From Marshall, Texas.
Okay.
Lynn from Marshall, Texas, called the witnessing line asking to be put on the mailing list. He said he received the January through March newsletter of 2003. He said he has been in law enforcement for 31 years and knows the conspiracy you are speaking about. He said there is a lot of stuff going on, but the pulpits remain silent. He said there are churches on every corner and the prisons are full and the churches stay silent because they are hiding behind the federal tax code 501c3.
Yeah, they're afraid to lose their 501c3 tax exempt status if they preach that homosexuality is a sin and that all homosexuals and lesbians must repent just like adulterers and fornicators. But this, again, is the Antichrist world government. And so they're making a law that to preach the true law of God is sin. They're saying that good, the good that God says to do is evil. Evil, if you will. And that their law, which is evil, is good. No, it's not. It's evil. And you people that enforce these satanic, Antichrist, one world church, government, and media, you're going to hell in the lake of fire if you don't stop it and repent. Okay? Then what does this person say?
They say that prevents them from preaching the truth. He said God commands us to speak out. He said, I've been lied to so much that the truth is more important to me than breath. He said he really is studying the scriptures and really appreciates your boldness in delivering the truth to the world. And he said he will be as supportive as possible. He said thank you for what you are doing.
Just support our ministry with your prayers. And I know police officers don't get much money, and you don't hear me asking for tithes and offerings. I command you to tithe and offer because if you don't, you're robbing God. I, by the law of the Lord, the law of life, command you to give tithes and offerings to this church because we're the ones that are boldly saying that God's word is not sin, that the world government is sin. Amen?
Amen.
That God is God, and he is the one to worship, and that the Antichrist is the devil. And you're not to worship him or any church that is preaching his doctrine. I'm not asking and begging for finances. I'm commanding you in the name of the Lord God to give, give, give until it hurts. So you don't like me commanding you to do that? Well, read the book of Malachi. It's God commanding you to do that. And if you don't, you're not walking in faith. And if you're supporting the Antichrist, any one of the Antichrist cults, which many Protestants are, they've joined in with them, then you're going to be in the same lake of fire with them for supporting Satan instead of God. Okay, so put that in your pipe and smoke it. Okay, then what else?
Next one from Nigeria, Africa. Dear Pastor Tony, greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I am hoping you are all doing fine. We sincerely appreciate you for the literature you sent us last year. God helped us, and we prayerfully distributed the literature that you sent us. By virtue of your impact in our lives and the lives of the unbelievers that we shared your literature with, we are now even more resolved to reach the perishing world with the gospel of Christ than ever before. We wish to request for 30 copies of your book entitled The Messiah, 200 copies of your different newsletters, some Bibles and other literature and materials to help us in our evangelism. We are involved mainly in northern Nigeria and in Niger Republic among the people. God's hand is clearly evident upon your life and ministry, your gospel materials inclusive. We are praying for you and your ministry. We hereby wish to formally connect with you. We are eager to have your positive response. Yours in the Lord, Samuel, from Romi, Kaduna State, Nigeria, Africa.
Oh, Kaduna State. I never heard of some of these places. It's just very intriguing, you know, to hear these letters from all over the world, different little areas that you never, ever, that I've never, ever heard of anyway. And I'm sure a lot of you people have never heard of them either. But we get so many letters, thousands of letters. Amen. Perry Como used to have a song, Letters. I get letters. I get lots of letters. I think I get more letters than Perry Como ever thought of getting.
Amen.
Okay, we'll even do song requests, too. Okay, so now let's get back to the book of James, where we left off yesterday. Go ahead, start reading. Did I have to mention what verse it is?
James chapter 1, verse 9.
Okay, and so, chapter 1, verse
9? Yes.
As in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
Let the brother of low degree rejoice in that he is
exalted. Okay, in other words, somebody that's lowered themselves before God because they realize that they're a man and they're not God. Because just like Satan stated in the Garden of Eden to Eve, he says, ye shall be as gods. And people that don't keep the commandments of the Lord, they think they're gods. They think they're going to, there's a spirit in them of a life that the Lord put in them. It's a temporary life because of Adam and Eve's sin. And he says, you will be as gods. You shall be like me, like God. God has said he's not going to destroy you. You can't because you're immortal. That's what a lot of people think. But you're going to die. God does not kill you. Well, you know, there's a lot of big graveyards all over the world, and there's nobody that we see today that lives much longer than 100, 105, 10 years old. And certainly not you. All right?
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to die. Okay, then what? So read that again.
Let the brother of low degree.
Yeah, so if we have said, okay, Lord, I know your word is God and that you're God. And so I humble myself before you. I'm low before you. And whatever, I give up everything that I've got. And I serve you. I give up my life so I can have yours. Your life is eternal. Mine is temporal. Okay? So I become low. I don't think I'm God. Anybody that you see raising their voice to people when for no reason at all, just because their ego is hurt. I mean, those of us that are of the Lord, we'll raise our voice to some satanic thing that's happening in the church. You better believe we'll do that. But for no reason. The Bible says, be angry, but sin not. Be you angry. B be ye angry, but don't be angry at Satan, but don't be angry at God. Okay? Mm-hmm. Don't be laughing at comedians when they're making jokes, or they think they're jokes about God, because God is watching you. Lower yourself. Realize that you're man, you're not going to live forever. You might die today, tomorrow, who knows? Maybe in the middle of the night when you're laying there, and the Lord just, it's so much, just pulls the breath out of your body. And then you're standing before him. And if you're making jokes about God or his son, Christ Jesus, which is the second part of the entire Godhead, or the Holy Spirit, you're doomed to hell forever in the lake of fire. Then what else?
Let the brother of low degree rejoice in that he is exalted.
Yeah, because if you do what the Lord says, you lower yourself before him, you're exalted because you're sitting with Christ in heavenly places. Amen?
Amen.
But if you think that you're God, you're never going to sit with Christ in heavenly places. You're never going into the kingdom of God. If you're not going to walk according to the law of life, if you're not walking according to faith, in other words, don't ask to go to heaven because you're not. Amen?
Amen.
You go to heaven if you keep the commandments. Seek you first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, what he says is right. Not what the Pope, not what any other dictator says in this world, but what God said. And that's why I'm pointing you to the Bible, the King James Version of the Bible, or the original text, so you can see what God says. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness. Not 90% or 50%, but all of his righteousness. Then, and then only, will all things be added unto you. Then you'll be in faith, but don't let anyone think that they shall receive anything other than by faith. Amen?
Amen.
By faith in that you must walk in the Spirit. Walk in the power of God. Walk with his in you. There's no one that can keep the commandments in this world if you're walking outside of Christ and he's not in you. We have to be in him and he has to be in us in order for us to walk by faith in him. Walk in faith. And when we're in faith, you'll ask what you will when you're doing everything that he says. And he says, seek ye first the kingdom of heaven and all, A-L-L, capital A-L-L, all of his righteousness. In other words, you're keeping all of his commandments, and then A-L-L things will be added unto you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
To know that truth makes goose pimples stand up on my arms. Look, they see it?
Hmm? Yes.
Yes, they say. You see that?
Yes.
That's such a hair-raising. My hair, the very hair on my arms is standing up, and goosebumps, in other words, are standing up on me because of this powerful truth.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to get anything from God. God isn't your sucker. You can't sucker God. You can't shuck the Lord. Now, don't you know? Right?
Amen.
You say, well, I'm not going to do it. Well, you're not going to heaven either. You're going to be screaming your head off in the lake of fire. Fuego. Okay, then what does it say?
Let the brother of low degree rejoice in that he is exalted.
Yeah, because I'm exalted. I mean, I believe that God is God. And that I am a man. And that God's in me. And thank God, because I lowered myself before his word. But I walk in faith. I'm not going to walk outside of faith. I'm going to walk in faith so that when I ask the Lord, Lord, these people are bringing false accusations against me. Deal with them, Father, in Jesus' name. Because they're destroying, they're coming against, they're attempting to destroy your word, and the word that you speak through me. So, Lord, whatever way you want to deal with them. Well, this city council over here, or over in the area where I'm speaking of, they came against us, and one of them's got a golf ball tumor in his rear end. inside. Another one's got a tumor that's as big as a grapefruit in his stomach. Another one dropped dead 3 times and can't hardly walk. And say, they say that this is evil for me to tell. I tell you these things to show you that you get cursed.
Amen.
If you come against the work of the Lord. Another one is dying of cirrhosis of the liver. Another one has a stroke and can't hardly talk. He can't hardly move. And those are just a few of them. And the rest, God has got plans for them as well.
Amen.
Better stop doing what you're doing, kids. Amen?
Amen.
And walk in faith. You don't attack God, or you don't touch his children. You don't come against them, because this isn't just a something that just is a coincidence. I told you people that these things would happen before they happened to you.
Amen.
Man, a supposed pastor dropped dead 3 times right in the pulpit. And now he has a walker, and he like takes 1 inch at a time steps. Now I pray that he repents so God can, and starts walking in faith so that God can heal him. The guy with the golf ball and the grapefruit. And all the other ones, the cirrhosis of the liver. Come on, you know what? You are exalting yourself as though you're some kind of a god and that God's word will not take effect on you. Well, why don't you look at each other and see? Amen?
Amen.
Look and see. Okay, then what?
Let the brother of low degree rejoice in that he is exalted, but the rich in that he is made low.
Yeah, the rich in their own ways. You know? It isn't necessarily wealth. It's just a wealth of their own way. Like Frank, who did it his way. I understand that he had 2 homosexual priests in his house because he was afraid he was going to die. Then he saw him committing homosexual acts in his house and he kicked him out. Good for you, Frank. I pray that you got saved before you went out. You could see that that wretched monster of a supposed to be church is fake. May God, everybody, God show everybody in this world that, and that religions are fake, and that salvation is real. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, now what else?
Because as the flower of the grass, he
and the reason for it is because you're not going to live long. He's saying the flower of the grass, what?
He shall pass away.
Yeah, it shall pass away. It raises up in the morning, and then it's burnt. Because you're not, you're no more than a blade of grass if you're not with the Spirit of God in you. Without faith, you're nothing. By faith, you're saved. By doubt, you're damned. Then what?
For the sun is no sooner risen with a burning heat, but it withereth the grass. And
yeah, and everybody in this world is withering away. Look at me. I used to be like Mr. America. I got like loose skin on me now. I'm getting old. But the Lord said I would. And you are too. Amen?
Amen.
But, you know, we're really not old. We're all kids in the eyes of the Lord, because it's just that this vile body is going to pass away. But we get a new body, thank God, that's young and beautiful and never dies and never feels pain or sickness or disease anymore. And he's going to wipe all the tears away from our eyes. Amen?
Amen.
I love that.
Amen.
I want that. And that's why I keep his commandments. And not only that, because I fear him. Because I know his word is true. And I know that we are like grass. The sun comes up and we shrivel away. Day after day you're getting older. Every second you're breathing you're getting older. And you're getting closer to the time of judgment or mercy. God has mercy in so much that he allows us to, he sends us to tell you people of what you have to do in order to be saved. First of all, you must be born again. And then let the Spirit convict you. Stay low. Always worship God as God. And don't worship yourself or your family or your friends. Okay, and then what?
And the flower thereof falleth.
And yeah, and just like you're going to fall, and I am too. But I'm going to raise from the dead, because it's the same Spirit that was in Jesus that raised him from the dead is in you, then you also will raise from the dead. Because it's the same spirit that was in Christ that pulled him from the dead and then he ascended into the kingdom of heaven. If that same spirit is in you, then you also will raise from the dead and be taken up into the kingdom of heaven. You'll have a new body, a body that's everlasting, that never dies, never gets sick. And you'll be there if you lead, if you keep the commandments of the Lord and Savior household. That doesn't mean that they're going to stay saved. Because there's some false churches that are just right the same as the Antichrist that are saying, once saved, always saved. But then the Bible tells us, you know, that if you go back to your old sins, you've trampled the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ underfoot and have put him to open shame. And you're like a dog gone back to your vomit and a pig back to his wallowing in the mire. And that there's no more repentance for you. So, you know, you people that are on that false trip, you must walk in what God says, in faith, in his word, not what your phony preachers and teachers and supposed to be evangelists and supposed to be prophets are telling you. Believe God. He's God. Amen?
Amen.
His word is God. And it's going to come to pass. What prophet is there in you hiding your head in the sand and pretending like you don't know what the Bible says and that you keep yourself from reading the Bible because you don't want to know what it says. You don't want to, therefore you're just selling your soul right into the pit of hell. Okay, then what?
And the grace of the fashion of it perisheth.
Yeah, in other words, the power of it perishes. Grace means power. So the power of it is just goes away. The power. You have no life in you unless you have the powerful life of God in you. Then what?
So also shall the rich man fade away in his ways.
Yeah. You know, Rockefeller has to die. Getty, J. Paul Getty, they're all dead. Amen?
Amen.
You can't take it with you where you're going. No one can take even a penny with you. So it doesn't matter to have money, but the love of money. But the thing is get saved. Amen?
Amen.
And you rich guys to think you're some special thing because you have an inkling of what to invest in and so on, doesn't mean a thing. You must be born again. Or else. You know why? Because God said so, and you're nothing in the eyes of God unless you're saved. All you are is chaff to be burnt. You're a goat instead of a sheep, a lamb. Goat, garbage, trash, filth of the earth, because you think you're God instead of knowing that God is God. Then what?
Blessed is the man that endureth temptation.
Yeah, that believes the word of God so much that you just walk in the belief in faith all day long. One day at a time. Then what?
For when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord hath promised
to
them.
Yeah, because God, you know, God sees every time that you're tempted. But when you do it, God says, flee from the appearance of evil. Or to resist Satan so he'll flee from you. Or to use the word as a sword to come against any temptation that comes your way. Well, if you do that, then you'll be crowned of life. But if you see something or want something that you know is not of the Lord, and you do it, you did not endure temptation. And, you know, what else can I say?
Amen.
Okay, what else? Well, but I've already done, if you did it in ignorance, because you weren't reading or listening to my program, well, God will forgive you, but do it now, amen?
Amen.
Ask for forgiveness, and he'll do it, if you believe what I'm saying. Because what I'm saying, I'm reading the Bible. I'm having her read the Bible right now. Amen?
Amen.
This is Bible, folks. This is God's Word. This is truth. Then what?
For when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord hath promised to them that love him.
Love him means that you do what he says. He says, if you love me, keep my commandments. Anyone that says that they love me and keep not my commandments are liars, and the truth is not in them. And no liar shall enter the kingdom of heaven. Okay, then what?
Let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God.
No, God doesn't tempt anyone. But he doesn't make you into a robot where you're void or you can't be tempted by the devil. He himself was tempted by the devil, but he didn't receive it. Here's all the women in the world. Here's all the booze, all the narcotics and drugs in the world. Anything you want, Jesus, just prostrate yourself before me. Just praise me. The Lord says, get thee hence, Satan. Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shall you worship. Okay? And that goes for you too, person that's possessed with the devil out there. You shall not worship the devil by doing what he says, but you shall. You will keep the commandments of the Lord, or you shall spend eternity in the lake of fire. Not only screaming your head off, but you'll be in such anguish that you can't cry. It's just beyond crying. Then what?
For God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth he any man. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust. And
right,
enticed.
So you've got lust, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes of pride of life. Lust is in everyone's body because we sinned in our body. And therefore we have to keep God in our body, inside of us, in order to overpower the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life. The Lord must, you must concentrate. You must do it. He says, we have a will, which is in our soul. And he doesn't say, I'm not tempting you, or I'm not stopping you from being tempted any more than I stop my son from being tempted. It has to be your will to turn away from temptation. I'm not going to take hold of you and make you flee from the appearance of evil, or your evil thoughts, to put them down and pull them down and stomp on them with the word of God. But I'm letting you be tested to see if you're worthy to be in the kingdom of heaven with me forever. There's not going to be any of you people that don't believe the way that I'm saying the Lord says and be in heaven. There's only one other place to go, and that's hell and the lake of fire. Okay, then what?
Then when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin.
Right. And when sin is entered in, it brings forth death. Read it.
And sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. Do not err, my beloved brethren. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above.
Yeah, so don't believe in anybody down here on earth unless they're preaching the gospel. And all of the gospel, the full gospel, and telling you that you have to keep the commandments all the time. Because there's no good gift that's going to come from anybody down here on earth. Because all good gifts come from God. Amen. The Father of light. Read it.
Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down.
Not down here. Amen.
Amen.
Then what?
Cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning.
No, he's not going to change his mind. You're not going to convince him to do evil. Okay, then what?
Of his own will begat he us with the word of truth.
Yeah, by the word of truth, not some false doctrine. That's how we became fathered into Christ, into Christ into us. Then what?
That we should be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. Wherefore, my beloved...
Yeah, we're a first fruit. Amen?
Amen.
Because we're new creatures. We're become new. We don't live the old life anymore. We believe God, not anybody else. Then what?
Wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear.
Yeah, be swift to hear God.
Amen.
And then what?
Slow to speak.
And don't be speaking so fast that you're speaking false doctrine like I hear these people doing all the time. They just make up things. Then what?
Slow to wrath.
Slow to wrath. Right. If you're, we'd be angry at Satan all the time. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, then what?
For the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God.
Yeah, but the wrath of God is okay.
Amen.
But the wrath of man does not work the righteousness of God. The wrath of man is the Antichrist having wrath against we Christians and the Word of God. So he takes it out of the school, take it out of the city hall, take it out of the White House, don't even say the word God anymore, you lying dogs. Okay? You're dogs. Gone back to your vomit. Then what?
Wherefore lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word which is able to save your souls.
Yeah, let the word of God be grafted into you. Then what?
But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was.
Yeah, so you have to read the word and do it. Now I see my time is up, and so those of you that want God to engraft himself into you, make sure that you read the word all the time. But first, before the word is going to do you any good, you have to ask the Lord, the word of God, into your heart. So say this prayer before God, to God, and receive him into your heart, into your soul. Now, you don't hear many of these preachers mention the blood of Jesus, but without the blood of Jesus, there's no covenant, no promise from God. So say to the Lord, my Lord and my God, have mercy upon my soul, a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God, and I believe that he shed his blood on the cross to wash away all my former filthy sins. And I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit. I open the door of my heart and I invite you into my heart, Lord Jesus. Wash all my former filthy sins away in the precious blood that you shed for my sins to wash them away forever. It's providing I don't sin again, knowingly. You will not turn me away, Lord Jesus. You will save my soul. I know because your word says so. Your word says you'll turn no one away, and that includes me. Therefore, I know you've heard me, and I know that you have answered me, and therefore I know that I'm saved. And I thank and praise your wonderful holy name, Lord God and Lord Jesus, for saving my soul. Now, Sharon, tell the folks in Radio Land how to receive a copy of this program, number 393, free of charge.
Go to alamoministries.com or write to Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 6467, Texarkana, Texas 75505. Or call area code 479-782-7370 or fax to area code 479-782-7406.
This is World Pastor Tony Alamo saying tune in tomorrow for another powerful message from the Lord. And know this, that we cannot allow ourselves to be led away. We have to do it ourselves. We have to make ourselves through the Word of God, to keep the Word of God. We have to continue onward. As onward Christian soldiers, and here I am singing Onward Christian Soldiers. Praise the Lord.
National attention has been focused on banner headlines proclaiming Christians are being kidnapped, tortured, committed to mental institutions, accused of brainwashing and mind control. Arise, Christian America. The King is coming. Hold fast. The day of the Lord is here.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the against the foe, forward into battle, see his banners go. Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to we